It's 18 minutes after the hour 4, and in case you've just tuned in, it is Radio Veritas, 576 AM, that station that gives you the good news and the good music for a change. And that was one of my favorite tracks, our Ave Maria. I'm joined in studio by two very special people, my heroes, actually, and my role models, and I could go on and on and on. I'm so blessed to have these two people in my life. I'm joined in studio by Fernanda, and I'm also joined in studio by Dr. Charles. Fernanda and Dr. Charles, good afternoon and welcome.
Good afternoon, Father.
Fernanda, you were saying you were nervous, but you don't look nervous.
Because you can't see me from there, Father.
All right. A big thank you to Dr. Charles for bringing you into studio this afternoon. And we're so humbled and delighted to have you amongst us.
I've always followed
your writings, and I've always been inspired by your writings. Not only have I been inspired by your writings, but even our listeners are very inspired by that. So thank you very much.
Thank you, Father.
Dr. Charles, what are we talking about this afternoon?
Father, you said you want to talk about deliverance. Mm-hmm. I want to talk about heaven. Mm-hmm. So it doesn't matter. Whatever you want to talk about, we're happy.
Let's start with heaven. What do you want to talk about heaven today?
Well, we got a little message about somebody who passed on, and the family was very distressed.
Mm-hmm.
And then we got a message from I think it was God the Father or Jesus.
Great.
About.
When was this? Is this recent message?
Yeah, fairly
this
recent.
Year? Is it this year's message?
Fairly recent one. Mm-hmm. And I can read it if you want.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And I need to acknowledge that Fernanda is the one who receives these visions and these messages. And Fernanda is sitting with us in studio today. We're going to open the lines at exactly 5 p.m. and we're going to get up close with Fernanda, Dr. Charles and myself, and we'll be asking any question that pertains to the spiritual world, revelations, and to anything that's happening in our lives. So you need to stick to your phone. And I know the lines buzz when we open the lines at 5. Let's get into the message that was given to Fernanda. But before we get into the message, Fernanda, tell me, what is it like receiving these messages?
Father, as I sit mostly every night, mm-hmm. can be any time during the day, mm-hmm. but usually at night after I finish everything. Mm-hmm. I have to sit, it's conversing, which I take my book and the pen,
mm-hmm.
and then I start writing. Comes Jesus, mm-hmm. I don't see them. It's a conversation, like I can see the words in my head, how to write them.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus, Father God, most of the times, and Mother Mary, and then Jesus finished the conversation. And I'm on that spiritual love with them connection.
Wow. How long have you been having these revelations, Fernanda?
Since September 2009, when I went to Israel.
Okay.
Holy Land, when I come back.
What was your first revelation?
My first one.
In Israel?
No, as I arrived here from Israel.
Wow.
2 weeks later.
Beautiful. Tell us about that first revelation you had when you came from.
Okay, it did happen. It was the 28th of September,
mm-hmm.
2009. And it was about 2 o'clock in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
And I couldn't fall asleep.
Mm.
And I never had schooling here in South Africa.
Mm.
I had 4 years of school in Madeira.
Mm.
I write everything in Portuguese. And then I heard clearly, not voices, but in my head very clearly, my child, stand up.
Mm.
I am your Jesus, your God.
Wow.
And then I got up.
This was, you were in bed at that time?
Yes, I was in bed, but How did you feel?
How did you feel? No,
I was very calm. I was not stressed.
You're not afraid?
No, not afraid, nothing. I was living in a small place.
Mm-hmm.
A little room full of saints that are put mm-hmm. over the wall around mm-hmm. in a room.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was not afraid when I heard that.
Mm-hmm.
I got up. As I stand up, I hear again, go fetch pen and paper. So I went fetch pen and paper, a book. I sat on my bed.
Mm-hmm.
I put a pillow and I took the book. And the words, it says, I am your Jesus, your God, your Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Then he gave the message. I didn't understand, but I was writing everything without thinking. Mm. My hand just went.
Wow.
Actually, Charles got here the first message.
Charles, let's go to that first message that she had. Let's read it.
Okay.
Yeah, let's read it.
My children, I love you. Mm-hmm. Pray with your hearts, my beloved ones, my faithful ones. Pray without ceasing. You are mine and I will never leave or forsake you. I created you for my work, for my labor. My seeds have to grow to expand my work. Mm-hmm. What you seed, so you reap. My child of mine, I, your Lord, your God, come to you at this moment to thank you for your praises to me and for your love to me and my beloved mother. My special one, my daughter, humble servant of mine, my peacemaker, I will always take care of you and your loved ones. I am your spouse. I will send my angels to be with you and your loved ones. Pray, pray. My mother needs reparation to her immaculate heart. Today I gave you a bit of the pain of her painful heart because of so much sin, impurities, abortions, and endless sins. I, your Lord, your God, came to you to help my mother and I. To pray with all your hearts with my fellow apostles, to spread my word, my mission. Time is running out. It's time for conversions, time for my children to clean their hearts, minds, and souls of their impurities. I leave you in my peace, my love to all of my beloved children, my own people, my own flesh and blood. I, your God, your Lord, your Master, thirst for the salvation of the world. I need all of my beloved ones to pray without ceasing. My peace I give you. Thank you for your time. Your Jesus, your God, your Lord, the Savior of the world.
Wow. That's the first message.
That's the first message.
So what did you do when you received that message, Fernanda? Take me through that after you've received this message.
After I received it, it was a fast due. Mm-hmm. Took half an hour, more or less. Mm-hmm. And then I was calm. Mm-hmm. I was not afraid. I went back to bed. Mm-hmm. And exactly 3 o'clock... Again, he called me, says, my child, get up, stand up.
You were like, I want to sleep, leave me alone.
No, and then he said, pray the divine mercy.
At three o'clock,
exactly, at 3 in the morning. Because I am an apostle of divine mercy.
Okay.
And then he says, pray the divine mercy for the dying, for the moribunds of this hour, for the souls in purgatory and the most abandoned ones that no one prays for them. Mm. And I sat and I prayed, actually, at the time I just sat and I prayed the divine mercy. Mm-hmm. And then I went back to bed, mm-hmm. calm, and I fell asleep with no fear, nothing. And next day, I was calm. I didn't tell anybody.
Where do you think that calmness came from, that whole centeredness?
I know it was from Jesus because... I was never afraid. I was never nervous. I didn't ask questions. Why? What's happening to me? I didn't tell anybody. I didn't. Then I went to work in the morning, and when I came back, I didn't touch the book. I was very calm. I was not ever afraid or fear.
I would have jumped onto the roof of my house and told the whole world that, guess what? He's appeared to me.
Father,
why did you not?
I thought, you know, at the time, maybe it was God, I know it was Jesus, mm-hmm. that not everybody believes. So I keep quiet. And one thing God gave me is passion and understanding. Mm-hmm. And then about one week later, mm-hmm. there was nothing happened. And then after a week, he woke me up again.
Dr. Charles, she talks about belief, and belief and unbelief seem to go together. Why do you think people would have, especially Catholics, would have a challenge believing a very deep and profound message, a message from God the Father himself, from God the Holy Spirit, from Our Lady who is the mother of all? Why would we as Catholics have trouble or difficulty with receiving and even comprehending this message, Dr. Charles?
I think like humble souls receive them and they know that it's real, mm-hmm. you know, but very often we're blinded by our own pride, mm-hmm. or there's enviousness or jealousy or how can she get a message or mm-hmm. do you know what I'm saying? So people, they don't want to hear. So mm-hmm. often people don't want to hear the truth.
Is it because we don't want the truth or we're not ready for the truth?
I think we're not ready. Yeah. I think sometimes people, they're just more interested in the worldly stuff. No, she's probably lost her marbles, you know. Mm-hmm. Let her carry on, you know. But mm-hmm. Jesus always says you judge by the fruits. Mm-hmm. But, you know, often people that do the judgments don't even come and see the fruits. Mm-hmm. They you know what I mean? They talk from the sidelines, like what happened in Jesus' time, the Pharisees and the Sadducees, and you know what I mean? And those that God was engaging, Jesus was engaging with, believed, you know?
So, Fernanda, you are now doing this as ministry.
It's more the deliverance, yeah.
It's, yeah, we're doing? Yes, we're doing, we pray, we pray for people when they come, and we counseling,
beautiful,
and publishing,
and publish, yes, and then we pray over them, and yeah, we.
Are you still getting the messages
every day, Father? I can even now take my book and the pen, and I just pray and I just say two words, and then I know. The message will come. Anything, so a conversation.
Your, so in your prayer, Fernanda, you lock your door, light your candle, and start praying.
Yes.
And as you pray, you zone into this different space.
Yes, Father. It's like I sit and I take the book and the pen, and then I know the time is there. Can be 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock.
Midnight,
doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter.
Doesn't it time I arrive home or when I'm at home when I sit to do the conversation. And if I fail one day, they will say to me, my child, we missed our conversation of yesterday. I know the reason. But you have to sit every day in conversation. Doesn't matter what we're going to talk about it. Because most it's like what happened during the day, like I'm here now. Mm. And now the conversation is going to be about that.
Wow, beautiful, yeah. Beautiful. And take us to your conversation tonight, hey?
Take
us and tell the Lord that we are so excited about having you, Veritas, and about Him using you as an instrument
and
to our listeners.
I was told from the beginning to be the servant of God, it's not easy task.
Ask us.
He said, you know, many times, be prepared for persecutions.
Mm-hmm. Being misunderstood.
Yes, because not everyone, he says, then they said, even the saints were persecuted, each one of them. So you will be one and you'll understand. Be humble, what he's asked is to be humble at all times. Obedient, humbleness is our priority.
Wow. In case you've just tuned in, this is Radio Veritas 576 AM. It's that Catholic station, the only station in Southern Africa that gives you the good news and the good music for a change. We change in gear with myself, Father Brian, a.k.a. Ndabaningi, and I'm joined in studio by Fernanda, who is a visionary, and I'm also joined in studio by Dr. Charles, who is a guest and a co-host on the show every Wednesday. Once a month, he's into the show, and we do the Spirit Wednesday segment with him. Do not touch that dial. 26 minutes before the hour 5, and in case you've just tuned in, it is Radio Veritas 576 AM. Dr. Charles, don't do that. Fernanda, you see what I have to live with Dr. Charles. Eh?
Talking too much, you didn't realize the music stopped.
All right, before the break, Fernanda, you were telling us that you get messages and you shared with us what happens and in what zone you are. And off air, you were telling me that you also get messages from the saints. Let's talk a little bit about that. Let's share with our listeners.
Yeah, I also got message from the saints. The first one, it was St. Joseph on St. Joseph's Day.
Wow. It's about 4 years Joseph, ago. The husband of Mary.
Yes, the husband. Yes, I arrived here.
What did he want from you, this man?
Yeah, I arrived in South Africa in 1968, on 19th of March, and my mother told me that I was arriving St. Joseph's Day here. And that day, it's 4 years ago, 5 years ago, five. And he came on that day and he says, you welcomed me on that day. And he gave a message for the families. And he says, he was appointed one of my patron saints. And he gave me a prayer that I must pray for my mission. That he gave a message. And it comes every year on 19th of March. It's always coming.
When you use the word mission, what are you referring to?
That's how the Lord called. He says, this is your mission that you have to accomplish in this world. You are being chosen by me, your Jesus Christ, for a messenger for the end of times, for my second coming. And this is your task, your mission that we have to be accomplished, to spread our message, because it's all about love, forgiveness,
and repentance. Imagine reconciliation. Yeah, and that was from St. Joseph.
Yes, St. Joseph, but yes.
Which other saint also?
Then St. Faustina came also.
Oh my God, she can't stay put.
She says, my mission is similar to hers. Mm. And she had also only 4 years of schooling. She gave me a message and the prayer. And then I prayed for my mission. Then I was St. John, St. Peter, St. Anthony, Lucknow, and I gave a message, but I've got a prayer. Got quite a few saints.
Wow.
Then St. Catherine of Siena.
Oh, St. Catherine of Siena. I'm a Dominican, hey. Let's talk about the message that she gave. She was a feisty woman, St. Catherine.
She gave a message about, they always come that I must be humble, obedient, and I must understand that persecutions while on this world.
Mm.
But it's all about more or less the same, but to be obedient to our mission. I think Charles has got it here on his phone, message. Have you got it?
Yeah, he has one. She gave us an intercession prayer for the mission. There's a message with a prayer that she gave.
All right, let's just read that. Read a few.
So this is from St. Catherine of Siena in 2014.
Mm.
My sister in Jesus Christ, Fernanda, our Lord Jesus Christ's humble servant, messenger, chosen by our Lord Jesus for a task, a mission to serve our Lord Jesus Christ. I'm St. Catherine of Siena. I have this privilege to converse with you by Jesus' authority, with his loving permission. My sister in Jesus Christ, I am here to relay a message. Today is my feast day, 29th of April 2014. I came at this hour to relay to you that soon our Lord will come to place upon you a rare sign. Oh, sister in Jesus, Fernanda, do not be afraid to serve Jesus Christ. You will go to faraway places, countries, to proclaim the messages given to you. You will serve Jesus with all of your heart, soul, mind, and body. This is not an easy task, but it's worth the pains for the love of our Lord God, our Jesus Christ. I will intercede for you. I will be one of your patron saints, being chosen by God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. Our Saint Catherine, I will give you a prayer request to pray to me for your mission. It is prayed in this manner. And then she gives a prayer. If you want, I can read it.
You were telling us about deliverance. You were saying before you came, share with our listeners the story that happened today. Without giving the names.
Without giving the names. We pray at the mission house. In
Wendy Hood.
Wendy Hood. And there's people come, and then we don't know what's happening. But there's always, like this morning, I was telling Father about a lady that came and she found me. And she says she wants to come back for the prayer. She was last week. But she had witchcraft. And she had cursed, and she took some jik to, you know, she wanted to commit suicide twice already. So she came to us, and she found me this morning. Can I come now? And I said, we're busy. All right, come. And then we prayed, and we did deliverance again. She was feeling much better, not comparing to last week. Much better, Father. And she'll come again. She says she'll come again because she needs. But we'll see the difference from last week to this week.
Dr. Charles, tell us what happens at the mission.
Yeah, so this was a lady. She actually came to us by chance through someone else, and we gave her some prayer books and things to read. And to cut a long story short, she came about a week ago, and there was a big deliverance. Now, she'd been going to all these funny prophets and this and that, but out of not knowing, if you know what I'm saying. And she was so close to suicide. She came, she says, I don't know what to do. And then we prayed. And then there was big deliverance. And she's actually, I think she's going to become a proper prayer warrior now.
Wow.
And
we'll have her in studio at some point, I think. At the mission house, you've got a prayer team, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And
yes.
What does the prayer team do? Take me through some of the things that the prayer team does.
So we counsel. So obviously we sit with the people in the beginning, and we chat. If we have to chat an hour or longer, we chat. And then we move them into prayer. And then we normally give them, I wouldn't call it homework, but stuff to do, like start praying these prayers. And it's a journey. It normally takes about three sessions of prayer and and there's massive improvement each time. And then often the ones that have been healed come into our ministry.
How often are you at the mission house?
I'm there. Well, Fernanda stays there. I'm there every 4 days a week. 4 days a week.
Wow. How big is the mission team?
It's over 12 people now, maybe 13, 14. I don't even know the exact number. You know, so some are working, you know, so we mix and match, and but by God's grace, I'm able to do it pretty much full time. Fernanda full time. Alice is fairly full time as well, pretty much.
Derek and Debbie,
they get involved quite a lot. Kelly O'Keefe, he's full time. So it's growing, and we're getting some good, strong prayer warriors.
Beautiful.
Tanya
also involved, yes.
So today we're going to talk about the afterlife.
Yes, so we can. There was a message. I've just got to.
Message, it was about a lady that came to the mission house and quite a while. And she lost her loved one. And she can't forgive herself in certain times that she feels guilty that something to happen to that loved one. And she feels guilty. She wanted to know, she asked me, wanted to know how she feels on that side because she didn't took care of her properly. And that guilt is for a few years. It's been in her heart very heavy. And that night, Jesus gave her that message about it. So we don't have names, but Charles can read it to us.
So this is a story of a woman who loses her loved one. But this loved one goes without her and him having made amends. Yeah. So she's feeling guilty. She's full of these emotions of regret.
Yes.
And she's battled with that for so many
years.
Yes. And it so happens that that very night, the Lord was so kind to her through you and appeared to you and gave you a message for her.
Yes.
Let's listen to what the Lord had to say to this woman.
And this is wonderful because the Lord always does this, often does it. Once we've been counseling, he gives us feedback in the evening.
Interesting.
He even gives us specific prayers sometimes. So he's really driving the mission. Wow. It's not us, it's him.
He's got a sense of humor.
So this is the message. My little lamb, this is I, your Father God. I'm here to relay this message to you. My children, they are in so much pain, trapped in their own problems. They are seeking help in the wrong places to find out about their loved ones, the deceased ones. My people, they wanted to know more profoundly about the mystery of God. The mystery of God belongs only to God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. My people, they wanted to know what happens to their loved ones after death and what they are thinking here in eternity about some of the issues of this world. When my people come to eternity, they see things of this world in a different way, the other prospects of life. In eternity, there is no malice, no enviousness, no jealousy. They wish to advise their loved ones not to commit the same errors, faults, and sins as they did while they were on earth. The past issues don't matter to my people anymore. The only thing is when my people come to eternal life and they are not in a good place. They want their loved ones to pray for their souls, for them to come to a better place, to come to heaven. But my people waste tears, having resentment, asking why their loved ones died. They should worry about praying for their souls and sending masses for them. That's what their loved ones wish from their families on earth. And if they're already in the banquet of heaven, they rejoice in the beautiful heaven, a marvelous place to stay for all eternity. They desire their loved ones and families to think about them, to remember them. The good memories, laughter and good times. My people must not focus on what happened in the past while on earth. While my people, my children, live in this world, they do encounter trials and hardships. My son Jesus promised them paradise only in heaven. This world contains good and bad times. This world is a passing by for my people to be purified to come to eternal life because they will meet their loved ones again when their time is accomplished on earth to come back to me, to the Father's house. Oh, my people, don't waste time and energy, time consumed in arguments or disunity and trying to go against my son Jesus' holy will. If their loved ones in eternity are still hurting from past issues of this world, my dear people's loved ones or families, the deceased ones, they are not concerned anymore about what happened to them in their lives in this world. They desire their families and loved ones to be happy in this world. My precious people, I am your Father God. I love each one of you with so much love. Don't look for the impossible with your deceased families. This is a mystery that belongs only to God. Live your lives according to my son's 10 commandments. Forgive one another. Do not hold on to any hurts, pains, or sorrows that your loved ones might have endured while in this world, or that any of their brothers and sisters caused them. What their souls want is closure of this world and to have abundant life in eternity. So there's a little bit more that goes on. But
so the message, in short, to that woman was to let go.
Yes, to let go. And she was going to a wrong place to find out about the loved one. That's why the Lord says, Father God says, they're going to wrong places to find out. And from that message, she stopped. She didn't go anymore.
What would be a wrong place?
A wrong place?
Fortune tellers.
Fortune tellers, yes.
People who call the dead.
And crossover, something.
Mm. Divinators, mediums.
Divination.
Mm. People who claim to talk to the dead. Mm. Mm. But they're not...
No, that's where she was going to go, and then she stopped.
Mm. You get these guys that give these shows, you know. Mm.
But Father God is so loving. He never accuses. He comes in a loving way, or Jesus. Mm-hmm. Explaining, but in a loving way, not pointing fingers.
There's something that is capturing my attention at the moment, which is once they cross over, whether we had fights with them, whether we wronged them, what I hear coming out in that message is it's done. It's all over. They're in a different space. They are not carrying those grudges that we stole from them.
Exactly.
We cheated on them. We didn't do this on them. That's, they no longer carry that baggage.
Mm.
It is only us.
Okay. Which we shouldn't carry either, as Jesus teaches.
How then do we drop those baggage, that baggage that we're carrying? Because our loved ones are gone. Our family, our mothers are gone. Our brothers are gone. Maybe our wives are gone. Our husbands are gone. How then do we unburden ourselves?
Going for prayers.
What kind of prayer?
Like if we're going to a priest,
mm-hmm.
a priest that they could talk about it,
mm-hmm.
and they prayed over them, mm-hmm. like we also pray them.
Mm-hmm.
And giving advice to let go of that. It did happen to me quite a few years ago.
Okay.
A lady that's a friend of mine, she went to Negom and she lost the baby for 3 years and she couldn't let go. And that time I received already the message and she was there crying and crying, she couldn't let go of that. And then I heard clearly, go and tell my child what I've been telling you to let go. So I went up to her, I prayed with her. And I said, Jesus, he wants you to surrender your child to Jesus. It doesn't belong to you anymore. It belongs to Jesus. Surrender.
Mm.
And I gave her more. I started talking, pray with her.
Mm.
And then that night she went home for the first time after 3 years. She opened the bedroom door. Mm. She went and she says, Jesus, she's yours. She did let go. But she says, it was through the time.
Mm.
Because Jesus says there's a time, and a time to cry, a time to sorrow, to grief,
mm-hmm.
but also a time to heal and let go.
Mm-hmm.
See, I think
good prayers, I must say.
If we know where we're going, it's easy to let go. You
and
know, like when I lost my mother,
mm-hmm.
the message to me was very clear, don't worry about, she's in heaven now.
Mm.
Don't cry for her now. Now just get closer to God. And this is what God the Father said to this person. The message carried on. He said, focus on my son Jesus Christ's love for you and your loved ones. Do not let the enemy take away the joy and peace from your heart. Live in harmony and unity with your loved ones. While there is time, don't waste your special time of prayer. Pray for this world in chaos. Help my son Jesus' sacred heart, which is in pain because of the sins of the world. So prayer, we should... start helping others, start praying for others, take the focus off yourself and your self-pity and sorrows, and the joy of Christ will come into your heart.
It's amazing how we can be so engrossed in our own pain and in our own struggles, and it doesn't become about God, it doesn't become about Jesus, and it becomes me, and I. Now, what would you say to somebody who says, look, I keep dreaming of my dad, I keep dreaming of my brother who's dead, and we had issues. What would you say to them? What do you think?
If they come to us, we prayed, and we're going to our Father, and we pray when he says, forgive us our trespasses, we forgive those who trespass against us. We stopped. And then we said, okay, you know, forgive your father or whatever you have in your heart that you can't forgive your loved ones or you can't let go of your loved ones. Mm. And speak like if the way you're with you. Just tell him exactly how you feel. Mm. That does work, Father.
But there's some members of our families or even our friends or our colleagues have passed on. And we think we've let them go. But at a certain level, they still come to us.
Okay, so you must be careful when they say they come to you. Because we've had somebody who couldn't let go of her father, who did some very hectic stuff. Mm-hmm. And she was getting visits and that. And I said, that's not your father. Because they were coming to torment. I said, those are evil spirits that are disguising themselves.
That's correct.
So,
okay.
So I said, start praying for him. Mm-hmm. Let go. Masses. Pray for him. Pray for him. Offer masses. Take it to confession. And then it stopped. Mm-hmm. And then she got the peace back in her heart.
Mm. So yeah. Does this mean that the members of our families who've gone before us do not have a direct influence in our life?
They can pray for us.
They but can pray.
They can pray, whether they're in purgatory or, in heaven. But they need our prayers. And if they're in heaven already, the prayers will go somewhere else.
But then how different is the message of St. Peter to the message of my brother, who's in Qabuko? Why can't he also give me a message the same way St. Peter is doing?
You mean like somebody coming from the dead and giving a message?
Because St. Peter is also gone, and my brother is also gone.
No, he comes through the Holy Trinity. Eh? Mm-hmm. This is God. Jesus first talks, mm-hmm. then the Father. You know what I mean? Then the saint is given permission, and the saint says, He says, I come with permission from the Holy, and it's all about God the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. You know what I mean? So when you read the messages of these saints, mm-hmm. you'll see they're coming in humility. Through the Holy Trinity. There's no, it's no like somebody coming independently.
So they can't just pop up?
No.
Just like that?
No.
Wow. In case you've just tuned in, it's 7 minutes before the hour 5. I'm joined in studio by Fernanda and Dr. Charles Pritchard. And today is a Spirit Wednesday. We are discussing matters of the Spirit. It's getting hot in here. Do not touch the dial. When we come back from the musical break, we're going to open the lines and we're going to be asking any question to myself, to Charles, to Fernanda, anything that has to do with the spirit world. We're not experts, but we'll try and answer them. Do not touch the dial.